You also became interested in mental health issues and the Mental Health Association. Tell us why.
That was a very personal reason. My second daughter has schizophrenia. She developed it at a young age, and we really didn't understand it, and nobody understood it in those days. It was like another world. The doctors didn't understand it. The medicines were medieval. We became advocates, and we tried to learn a little bit about it. We attended some meetings in New York trying to find, I can't say a solution because there's really not a solution, but something that would perhaps help in giving those that were afflicted with that a better life. And eventually that came around. There are good medicines now, and people do understand it, and people don't hide from it. It's certainly nothing to be ashamed of. That was our one goal, to really try to do what we could do, either as advocates or whatever.
You're talking about Kathy now.
Kathy,
Without getting any further details, was that something you discovered at an early age?
Even as a small child, I thought she was a little more fragile than my others. She had fears that the others didn't have. She was fearful at night to sleep. You know, she was afraid. And I used to pay Gail to go in her room and sleep with her in one of the beds. It really manifested itself when she was maybe 15, 16, and she just got through high school by the grace of God. She's been sick most of her life. I mean, she's struggled. She's doing well now, and we see her often. She comes home. She lives in Topeka. She was at Menninger's for years, and then Menninger's left Topeka. She's in this community residence house there. It's a lovely facility. These are groups that she's practically grown up with.
At first, clients back then were placed in institutions and not in housing.
That was before our time, thank God. That was not even in our thoughts. At one point, she was in Boston in the hospital that was the teaching hospital for Harvard. She did very well there. Then there was no follow-up care. They didn't have any aftercare for her. That's when we went back to Menninger's. They had just opened this program, this community residence program, and these were, at that time, they were kids, practically. These were kids that had been sick a long time, and the medications were not good either in those days. And, of course, now the medication is so much different. Now, you know, everything is based on recovery and working, but they didn't have to have the medications in her early life, unfortunately.
But even those institutions that they had, they started finally closing them.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing.
So it was finding housing then with a program, I suppose.
Yeah, Menninger's was wonderful. That's what she went into, was this community residence program. And they built these homes, beautiful houses. They had about 12 people in them and had great help and social workers. They had great doctor care, and it's still maintained that way, even though Menninger's is not connected with it.
Because of that personal experience, then, your foundation started permanent housing here in Tulsa.
Well, that's my daughter. I have to give her credit for that because she's the one that really has stepped in and done all that. She and Judy Kishner.
Her cousin.
Yes.
Aren't there about 20 apartment houses?
I don't know. Gail would probably know how many houses there are now or how many apartments. Gail?
Okay, yes. There are about 20 apartment houses at house 600.
Yeah, well, they built that beautiful one out on Yale. And I don't know how many it houses. It's a wonderful facility. They just bought another. They're scattered all through the city. They're all through the city. It's been a wonderful thing. Tulsa's really sort of become the model for the whole country in the way that they provided the right kind of facilities for people who've had some mental health problems.
Interesting how those things develop. Here is a personal experience, and now look at all the great work the foundation is doing in that area. And still advocating, both Gail and Judy are doing that, and our state legislature and all.
They're going to have a national conference here with many of the agencies from Washington that'll be here. That takes place in September.
And it's coming here because of what you just said, the kind of work that you've been doing
here. Well, the Mental Health Association, they run that program. One great thing about Tulsa is all the cooperation between all the agencies. The mental health, and then there's family and children's. They have a program there for women in recovery rather than sending them to prison. They have a wonderful program there where they teach them skills, and then the mental health then has the apartments for them to go into because, you know, Unfortunately, most people that have been in prison or are considered felons, I mean, even if they're mentally ill, they can't get places to live. Some of the housing also is low-income housing, which is greatly needed.